Inequality in funding among public schools is an issue that's been talked about for many years, but one aspect has been largely overlooked. We'll hear more about that today from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project. David, this story is from Fairfax County.
Right, this is a story by Reese Shapiro from the Washington Post about the role that annual parking fees for students play in the funding, the fortunes or not fortunes of the different schools in the county.
And how much money are we talking about?
Student parking is a huge deal in Fairfax County. The schools take in over $1 million a year in parking fees, which are $200 per student.
Of course, Fairfax County schools in general are better funded than most others in the state. But within the county, there are some big differences in parking revenue.
In some schools, they're raking in $10,000 a year, which can help buy the nice little things that the county doesn't pay for. And then in other areas of the county, they bring in less than $500.
As you might expect, schools with a higher ratio of poor students have fewer families buying parking spaces, putting them at one more disadvantage compared with more affluent schools. And with the division facing a $140 million funding shortfall from the state and county next year, the ability of families to provide support through increased student fees could be more important than ever. In our other story this week, we consider the importance of an ounce of acorns.
2.3 grams of protein. Great foraging food for wild animals.
YouTube, of course. But there is a problem with acorns this year. David, what's happened?
It's a nice little story by Duncan Adams at the Roanoke Times, talking about last year was a huge bumper crop for acorns in Virginia. But this year, no one's exactly sure why there was a huge dearth of acorns, particularly in white oaks.
And what's the effect of that?
The impact is that, everything from squirrels and deers and bears that feast on these acorns are basically going hungry. They're having to forage far and wide to try to find some food, and that which means, of course, it brings them across highways, and there's been a lot more road kills this year. The story doesn't give any numbers, but it quotes one Department of Game and Inland Fisheries expert as saying basically the bear kills this year were off the charts. It's one of those things that all of us living in our little suburban and urban bubble, not thinking much about the consequences of little things like acorns, but that's having a big, big effect on animals across the country, and that's showing up, unfortunately, on our roadsides.
The story points out, David, the huge difference between this year and last.
This year, there's areas where there's hardly any acorns, so this is having a big impact. If you're driving down the highways and you're noticing perhaps more deer carcasses on the side of the road, that's an unfortunate result of this.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You'll find their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the Commonwealth at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.